It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, yeah, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
It's time. You heard it. It's time for Beer 30. It's Friday. We've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the house with a beer in front of us. You can check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, Google Play and iTunes, all that fun stuff. Hi, guys.
Hello. We are officially in the house.
In the house.
Cherry Jane.
This is beer from Lagunitas, part of their one hitter series, which is basically a, you know, it's a quick release. You're going to have it out on the shelves for about a month and then you're going to be on to the next one.
Yeah.
This is called Cherry Jane. It's Lagunitas has jumped into the sour game before, but this is one of the ones that with this flavor profile, they've usually gone much darker and in a different sour taste.
Well, the Dark Swan, I liked a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a little different. This is like 5.5%, and the brightness of cherries definitely gets you like a tart, more of a tart
yeah.
than a sour. Mm-hmm. But this thing is to me, it's unbelievably refreshing. You pour it out, you know, you get it's bright red. Almost the color of like beet juice. Mm-hmm. And it's to me, this is like you pour into a glass and people are going to, you know, ask, what are you drinking? So it's, if you do have it at home, pour into a glass and it'll be an instant conversation starter. But going through
unless you're by yourself.
Well, maybe you talk to yourself.
That's a good point. We don't want to discriminate.
Or if you don't want people to come talk to you.
Right.
Don't
do
put
not,
it in a
yeah.
glass.
Whatever
please,
you do.
Whatever you do.
Drink this in a corner
stay
under
away.
A sheet.
Because yeah. people will ask you.
Yeah, you're going to get stopped.
Yeah.
AATMF, as we mentioned, the color, bright red, like beet juice. The aroma, you know, these are Turkish delight cherries, so it's not like your standard cherry pie sweet cherry. So you're going to have a little bit of bitterness with this. You pick up just a little bit of that aromatic sourness.
Turkish delight sounds like a Ron Burgundy perfume.
It does. Or a certain strain of marijuana you might pick up at a dispensary.
Right.
With it might be. I don't
right.
know. Yeah.
That's great.
Anyways, so aroma-wise, you get a little bit of that sour funk out of it, which is what to be expected from, you know, really anything that's been barrel-aged and added with those sour elements. You really need three sips to really enjoy the beer. The first sip is going to knock your palate kind of backwards because it is tart mm-hmm. and it is a little bit sour. After the second sip, your palate begins to adjust, and the third sip is really refreshing. So it's one of those things where if you are wondering about sours, this is a good way to start because, like I mentioned, it's more tart than it is truly sour, but it also has a refreshing element. Most sours are going to be, in this area, are a little higher alcohol volume, and they take a little longer to drink, and they kind of have the sourness through the whole way. When it warms up a little bit, believe it or not, it actually opens up and changes dramatically.
Yeah.
Once it warms up, what I've noticed is that some of that sour funk, that Brettanomyces you were referencing earlier, is that starts to burn off a little bit, and you get much more of the Turkish delight cherry, which is consistent all the way through to the finish. And there is, it's tart. There is some sourness near the end, though. I think it holds up as a quote sour ale. I think you're right that it would be sort of the gateway. It could be a gateway beer for people who aren't necessarily into sours. But it's good. It's not really typically my style, but that doesn't mean I don't like it.
Right.
And once you get past that, in my opinion, that Brett and that cherry just did not work for me initially. But as the ester sort of burned off in this and it warmed up, that dissipated quite a bit and it became way more enjoyable to me.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. It is going to take a couple of sips, a couple of sniffs to get there with this.
And maybe this is something, you know, similar to wine, just let it pour and let it breathe for a little bit and
yeah.
just before you dive right in, which I don't know if that was their intention.
Daniel, what say you?
It's a bold move to go with cherry because cherry is, could be.
Robitussin.
Yes, cough syrup. That's what I was going to say, is it could be medicine. Like a lot
right.
of cherry taste, fake cherry tastes, not if you're eating a bowl of cherries, but if you try cherry flavored things, a lot of the time it's either red like Kool-Aid or something
yeah
or it's tastes like medicine. This tastes like cherries.
Yeah.
This is like legit tastes like cherries.
Yeah, I agree,
which is really well done. And I was nervous at first because I thought, oh man, it's gonna taste like medicine, but
exactly.
it's not. So it I really
does
like
it matter
it.
If I call it medicine to my children. This is dad's medicine.
Daddy's medicine. Yeah. No, yeah. You know, that's.
I'm going thumb up on this. I was very concerned with my initial.
Very concerned.
Very concerned.
Yeah.
But I I think this is nice. I think they've done a great job with this. My thumb is up.
Thumbs up for me as well.
I like it a lot. Thumbs up. Excellent. All right, so Cherry Jane, is it sour ale?
Yeah, Cherry Jane, sour ale.
Excellent.
Brewed with Turkish Delight cherry juice. If we're going to read the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, keep going. There's probably more on there.
There's quite a bit.
Yeah. You can check out this review if you missed it for some reason. Silly. 977theriver.com or past reviews. They're all there at the Beer 30 page. And their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on Google Play and iTunes. Brad and Ben, Sports Meets Beer. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.